I've got a personal question. I need an honest answer from y'all. Would you rather have commercials or more show?
More show!
Okay. Even if the more show is basically also a commercial?
Yeah!
Okay, you're the boss. Say hi to John Batiste and stay human while I cross over here.
This amusing moment from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert just came through the air one night this week and connects very directly with points I've been making with people who produce creative content for radio, podcasts, TV, web, live streams. What he does with the moment connects directly with a concept I've also been taking to students in a new course I'm teaching this year in the Film and Multiplatform Storytelling program at Humber College. The course is called Transmedia and Multiplatform Storytelling. I'll bring it all together in this episode. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, Season 6, Episode 6. We are situated in the age of the pandemic. We are 2 years in now, and that's a fact that should be central in much of the creation of content that we engage in. What's that line from the opening sequence of the movie The Lord of the Rings? The world had changed. In this pandemic we are now in, people are using more and more of what we create. They need it. We could talk about it from a media theory perspective, and we could bring it down to the concept of uses and gratifications. Users, in the time before the pandemic, perhaps, they might have been referred to as audiences before they had both the technology and the need to act alone. So now users use the content we create. They use it to meet many needs for entertainment, information, education, companionship, work, escape, immersion in binge watching or immersion in the sound design of something coming through their headphones. For some form of satisfaction, satisfying some need. These are gratifications. In this age of the pandemic, we're going into another phase in which we are being discouraged from actually traveling. So, users will travel metaphorically, emotionally, experientially, through the stories we tell, and through the ways, the approaches and media forms we choose, and the settings and the technologies they apply to immerse themselves in the escape we offer. To meet their needs, we have to meet them where we find them. Or perhaps we should say, we have to put up signs in all the places they go to show them there's a form of our story there that might offer them something, meet one of their needs, offer some of those gratifications. That's why we need transmedia and multi-platform approaches to creating content. It's why we're no longer in the age of saying, I'm making a movie. I make movies. That's what I do. We need to think from the very early stages of planning, how will I get this story to people across different media? And how to meet the needs of a diverse range of users? People who cannot listen, users who cannot watch, those who will use the accessibility functions, ultimately to create everything, taking into account from the design stage the needs and realities of every potential user. Users will choose what they'll engage in. We expect this type of consumer behavior now. We can follow patterns of consumption. We need to anticipate our users and their gratifications. All right, back to Stephen Colbert. He's setting up the audience in the studio and the user at home to accept an aspect of transmedia storytelling, commercial content as part of the show. You've heard me make the case before that commercials need to be treated as part of the flow of the show, not as interruptions, not breaks, but as elements meant for the user. What Colbert is setting up to here is an ad placed in the show, treated as content. It's an extended ad for Google about the top searches of the year. The key word, apparently, healing.
2021 was so rough, it made 2020 look like 2019. And it left all of us searching for answers. Here's a look at how we searched this year.
This year has been extremely challenging for me. I am broken. And I am healing.
I'm here at the memorial wall.
The Google spot on the top searches of the year uses both professional and user-generated video, voiceover, and graphics. Now, that point about video contributed by users is also important. Content creators are missing a point in this age if they do not also anticipate how users who become fans of their content might create their own inspired by the content. Students in my transmedia storytelling course have been doing this, imagining and sometimes creating quizzes, games, podcasts, short films, trailers, and so on, both as fans and as creators, imagining the ultimate user participation. In the same show as he has the Google spot, Colbert drops something you might consider the ultimate piece of content created because he's a fan of someone else's creation.
Lord of the Rings is without a doubt the greatest trilogy in movie history. And I know I may have said that many times before, but I have never, not once, wrapped it. Until now. Jimmy, jam me.
Lord of the Rings, number one trilogy of all time. It's the number one trilogy, the number one trilogy.
Colbert and Jon Batiste launching into a full-length rap number, bringing in actual actors from The Lord of the Rings. Elijah Wood, Orlando Bloom, Hugo Weaving, and more, and they extend the tribute, bringing in Method Man and Killer Mike. Now, that is a huge production from a fan with a big budget to pay tribute to a movie they really love. As creators of content today, we need to imagine and perhaps facilitate the content our fans might create. The world has changed. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.